continue now in Hakdama Chaf on page Shin Samach Dal. So what we were discussing in this Hakdama was the function of each of the osios, the Aleph Beis, and we were introduced to the Aleph Mem Shin Emesh. Those letters represented the Keser Chachma and Bina. And then we moved on to the letters that have a dagish, that are called osios kfulos, which are beged kafras. In modern day Hebrew, it's really beged kefes, or resh doesn't really have a change of a dagish and no dagish, but really, and according to the Sefer Yetzirah, it's really beged kafras. So beis, gimel, dalad, chaf, pe, resh, tuf have the dagish or no dagish will change how it's pronounced. So those letters were attributed to the seven lower spheres. So those 10 letters altogether, emesh, plus beged kafras, were assigned to the Esser Sphira. So now all the remaining letters, so we have 22 letters total. 10 were already assigned to the Esser Sphira, so we have 12 there left. The 12 remaining letters are going to be assigned to each of the months now.
In a Sefer Torah, are the dagishes in all of those letters?
There's no dagish. In a Sefer Torah, there are no nukudos at all.
Right.
But when you read them, so we had to point out the resh, there's one instance where they point down the side where there's a dagish somewhere in Tanakh. But it's rare, obviously. So so the 10 letters have been assigned to the 10 spheros, which leave remaining 12 osios, which are now going to be assigned to each of the months. So let's go through now Shin Samach Dalet. He's going to go through what this all means. And he says that Hinei Gila Lanu Kadmonenu Zal Shebria Mischalakes L'Shlosha Chalakim, that the world is separated into three different categories. It's called Shehem Olam, which is Makum, world, which is place. Shana is man, year, which is time. And nefesh is adam. So there's people, place, and time. Everything has its way. So the classic way, this the Rashi table is ashan. We'll see in the side about this as well. Ashan is olam, shana, and nefesh. And that really sums up everything. We have this many, many places in the Svarim. V'chol or v'shefa hayorin milamala. Everything that comes down from above. Misgala lemata be'elu hashlosha chalakim. Have been projected in these three different areas. So the classic example they talk about is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year, so that's the Shana. And the holiest place of the year is Kodesh Gadashim, that's the Olam. And the Kohen Gadol is the Adam, so Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh Gadashim, Yom Kippur, is where you see the Ashen come together. That's why the Kohen Gadol walks with the Ashen, the smoke of the Ketores, inside the Kodesh Gadashim, highlighting these three areas, the highest place, all coming together. Now that's true of everything we have such a thing. If you take a look in the footnote Os Tezvav, he quotes from Nefesh the Ravid, who has a commentary on Sefer Yetzirah. So Perushal of Sefer Yetzirah in the Hakdama Kasav, Tarchat Aladas, you have to know, Kichol Sefer Yetzirah Yisparish Agimal Derachim. Everything in Sefer Yetzirah can be explained in one of three different directions: Echam Hem BeOlam, Beis BeShana, Gimel Benefesh. The three different parallel discussions going on in Sefer Yetzirah: time, place, and person. V'simanim, the simon to this is V'har Sinai Ashan Kulo. Har Sinai is full of smoke. Kabbalah Satara, V'kriyas Yamsuf V'ashan. So this is what he explains. Unclear what it's a little bit cryptic. Sefer Yetzirah is cryptic. The Ravid's Parish is cryptic. So what does he mean, the smoke in Har Sinai, the smoke of Kriyas Yamsuf? So he explains in the next paragraph here, V'hisbir Be'emer Yosef. Imer Yosef explains, Kabalti Mirabos, I heard from my Rebbe, Asher Koldavar Vadavar, who besod Olam Shana Venefesh, Kedisu Besefer Yetzirah. Fine. Who sod Ha'inin Shel Hashabasos Hamyuchados Kimo Shabbos Shira? So we know we have a regular Shabbos of the year. This week's Shabbos is going to be a regular Shabbos. Next Shabbos is going to be Shabbos Shira. So Shabbos Shira is a special Shabbos. And we have a Chayin Parshas Yisro, it's a special Shabbos as well. Shekorim Be'emsa Chorif. So who? Kichol davar hu ba'ashan. Everything has ashan, which again, therefore, asher tevos olam shana nefesh. Dehainu kriyas yamsuf kasher ha'adam ba'el hayam. When you get to the actual location of yamsuf, shenikra lefnei Yisrael, yuchal hargish ha'ara shashriya shapesach. So when did it take place? Kriyas yamsuf took place in shviya shapesach. So shviya shapesach is the year, is the time of the experience of the event. The actual makom, the place where you were, if you went to Kriyas Yamsuf, to that location, that would be the olam. And what would be the nefesh? What's the nefesh of feeling Kriyas Yamsuf? So he explains that Shehu Ahara Shel Kriyas Yamsuf, V'haraya Lazem Gemara Haroa Me'avos Hayam. If you see, the Gemara says, if you see the location where Klai Yisrael passed through, where Kriyas Yamsuf took place, Tzarech litein hoda v'sherech lefnei ha'makom. You have to make a bracha. V'zeu b'soda olam. So again, Shvi Shel Pesach is the zman of Kriyas Yamsuf. The actual makom of Kriyas Yamsuf is the makom, is the place, is the olam. But what about nefesh? So he explained, v'kasher ba yom Shvi Shel Pesach margish gam kein ha'ara, nifla, mizeh, v'hu b'sod shana. When you get to the seventh day of Pesach, you also feel the kedusha of Kriyas Yamsuf, that's the inyan of shana. V'chein kasher korin b'torah b'parshash b'shalach, next week, Yuchal Hargish Gamkin Harazu. You could feel the same feeling next Shabbos when we're going to read Kriyas Yamsuf. You're going to feel Besod Nefesh. When you read the Torah, that's Besod Nefesh, the Ayin Sham. Baruch Gamkin in Matan Torah, Makom Har Sinai, Bechag Shavuos, with Parshas Yisro. So that's the same thing by Har Sinai. If you get to Har Sinai, that's the Makom. When you get to the Zman of Shavuos, that's the Zman. And when you read Yisro, which is going to be in a couple weeks, you'll get to the Nefesh of that Indian of Kabbalah Satorah. So everything has an Olam, a Adam, and a Shana. Okay. So now he's going to go through, let's go a little bit further back inside the text. He says, V'lachein mezgalim eilu ha-yud beiz ha-ofanei ha-naga ha-nizkarim le'el b'chol ha-shlosha chalakim. Now we're going to explain each of these three categories. So now we already know Olam, Shana, Nefesh. He's going to explain a little bit more. Alf. Ba'olam, with respect to the world, with respect to the makam, the place, Mizgalim Elu Yud Beit Ofane Ha'anaga. There are really 12 different paths of the Olam. Lios Yud Beit Mazalos Shem Yud Beit Kochos Shonos Shebehem Misnahai Ga'olam. So somehow, in a much grander scale, we know we have 12 Mazalos, 12 different constellations, so each month has a different constellation. That somehow reflects the Olam, the Makom of the time period that we're in. So we're in the month now of Shvat. So whatever the Mazal of Shvat is, that's considered the Olam, the world we're living in this month. Beis, Bishana, Mizgalim Elu Yud Beis Ofani Hanaga. These 12 different ways of Hanhagos of Hashem are B'Yud Beis Chad Sheyashana, appear in 12 different months. Shekol Chodesh Yesh Hanaga Yuchedes. Each month has its own way of Hanhaga based on the Zman. So while the Mazalos is Makom, Chad Sheyashana is considered the Shana. And b'nefesh, what are the aspects of the nefesh, of the person's body? Mizgalim elu ha-yud beiz ofani ha-naga, these 12 different ways of practice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yud beiz evarim, 12 different limbs of a person, ha-manhigim es nefesh ha-adam, that allow a person to function. So mazalos are olam, chadashim are shana, and evarim are nefesh. And we're going to say now, we'll be able to appreciate the Sefer Yetzirah in just one more paragraph, what the Sefer Yetzirah speaks about. So he says, "Hinei mevad zeh." Aside from this, what he just explained to us, yesh gam lechol adam yud beis chushim hapam benafsho. Aside from the limbs, there are also 12 different senses or feelings. Ulitzorach hisgalus elu hayud beis ofane hanaga beashan, and in order to allow these 12 different hanagos to come out in olam shana nefesh. You had to tap into the 12 letters. So now we have 12 letters. Remember, we took 10 letters from the Alabes and we gave them to the Esor Sfiros. The 12 remaining letters, those Osios, are the sources of all the Ashans now. So we're going to see there's a certain letter for Nisan, and there's a Mazal for Nisan, and there's a certain Aver of Nisan. We're going to see how this all works out in just a second. So in addition to Ashan of each month, we also have 12 letters, a letter of the 12 Osios that apply to the different months. So the Esayud Beis Chushim, Hapol and Benefesh Adam, that are now going to serve as the roots, the source, the kochos of the different 12 senses of the person's body. Uvensaus Shneim Bara Kochos Ba'olam Ubishana Uvenefesh. Through using these letters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to create a certain world, a certain time, and a certain body from these osios. Ulahoros Bat could come to teach you Shekol Mazalos Vakochos Halalu, all these constellations, these strengths. They can't do anything in the world. The mazalos are too far away to have a direct effect on the world below. According to what we accepted or what the month accepted was able to pull down from the oath. But the oath cannot directly impact the ground, the world. It was through a conduit of different things. Okay. Let's get to some, lemaisa stuff, but things that, I guess, less theoretical than what we were just describing. So if you ever open up the Bnei Yisachar or any of the other Sfarim that talk about the months of the year, they always quote the Sefer Yetzirah, which is what we're about to see, about the which letter and which limb and which part of the chush we're talking about. He's going to explain each of these and see. He's not going to explain. The footnote will help a little bit. We're going to see all 12 months now and the corresponding mazalos and evarim of what he just spoke about. So Aleph. The first month of the year is the month of Nisan. So we're going to go now, the remaining letters that have not been used yet, we're going to go in order. So we already used Aleph. Aleph was for the Keser. We used Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Those were all for Beged Kafras. Those were assigned to the Esses Sfiros. So the first letter that's not used yet is Hey. So Himlich Os Hey, the letter of Hey has been, you know, elevated, has been used, highlighted in the month of Nisan. Besicha, with respect to speech, that's referring to a type of one of the senses. We only speak of five senses, but they're really 12 senses according to the Svarim. So the sense of speech is connected to Nisan. Now, it's very related because we know the Zohar tells us the speech was in Golus and Mitzrayim, and Paro is Perah, a bad mouth. Pesach is the ability to redeem the speech. So Sicha is related to the sense of Nisan and Pesach. The Kesher lo Keser. They always speak about writing the crown. That's how they all speak. You'll see all the different things. Always a Kesher lo Keser. There's a certain crown. That was what was crowned, whatever that means. And Vitzarf and Zebizeb, they connected them together. They connected, he says in the parentheses, Shechiber es ha'os hei el midas ha'sicha. They connected the letter hei to the mid of sicha. Somehow speech and the letter hei are connected to each other. There's a lot to speak about with that. B'tzir shneim tzar botella. Now with the hey and the sicha, they're able to create the tle. The tle is the mazel. That's the mazel of Nisan. And there's a tle. That's why we shech the carbon pesach from a tle. Connected to this. And Ba'olam, that's a reference to the space, the mazals have what to do with the space. And V'Nisan is Bashana. Nisan is representing, you know, Nisan that took place in Mitzrayim, and that's the year. V'Regel Yomim, the right leg, which is in terms of the body, the Nefesh, the Evarim, B'Nefesh, Zachar u'Nekeva, the male and the female. So we're going to see Zachar u'Nekeva in all the different months, but this is what's going on here to a little bit. So now we understand a little bit, we can appreciate why there's an os of every month, there's a mazel every month, there's a name of every month, and there's a body part of every month, how that all connects to each other. So that's what all the Sfarim speak about. That's what Bnei Yisachar speaks about, and the Blujever speaks about all of them, speaking about how they relate to each other. And the footnotes here explain some of it, how it works, but I'm not going to go into right now the different months, but take a look on your own. Os Beis. Himlich Os Vav Behira. The next letter after Hey is Vav. So Vav is corresponds to the month of Iyar. So Himlich Ozvav Behirer, Hirer thought, Machshava, is the next sense. The Keshlo Kesher, they connected the Vav to the ability to think, to hear. The Tzarfin Zebuzet, they put them together. The Tzarba Shor Ba'olam, that was Shor. Shor is the Mazel, which is the Olam of the month of Iyar. The Iyar Bashana. The Kulya Yamanis Benefesh, the right kidney, is the body part. And Zachar Unekeva. So again, we're looking for four, each month has four different unique attributes. There's again Olam, which is the Mazalos. Shana is the name of the month. Nefesh is the limb. And we also have the Chush, which is the fourth level as well. Gimel. The next month. Himlich O Zayin Zayin, which is the next letter in order, which is Behiluch. Zayin is the letter. Hiluch is the Chush, the scent, the function. Kesher lo Kesher. V'tzarfin Tebezev. V'tzarbo Te'umim Be'olam. They made twins. Twins is the mazel of Sivan is Bishana. Regal small benefesh, the left foot, and Zachar v'Nekeva.
What's Hiluch?
Hiluch is walking, the ability to walk. Yep, just walking. And then Os Dalet is Himlich Os Ches, the next letter is Bria. So Ches is the letter, Bria is the Chush, the ability to create. V'Kesh Lo Keser, V'Tarfin Zebezeh, V'Tarbe Sartin Ba'olam, Sartin is the mazel. So what a Sartin is? What?
Cancer.
What does that mean for us? And what's the image of that? How much are the images? But okay. The Tammuz is Bishana. The Yad Yam and Benefesh, and the right arm is in the terms of the Nefesh, and Zachar Nekeva. Osei, just going down the list here. Himlich Os Tes Bishmia, when page Shin Samach Zayim. The letter Tes is for the next month, which is Bishmia in terms of hearing. The Keshelo Kasser Vitzarfin Debezer. Vitzarbo Aryeh Ba'olam, they made a lion. Just some things that come to mind now. He didn't mention this, but each of the 12 Shvatim also correspond to the months of the year. So Av is connected to Shimon. Tammuz is Reuven. And so that's why Tammuz was Re and Reuven. Av is Shimon, which is Shmir. Aryeh is also referenced to the Aryeh, which is the base of Migdash, which were both destroyed in Chodesh Av. So you see a lot of these things do connect, of course. They all connect. V'av is the back to the inside. V'av is B'shana. That's the month of the year. V'kulya smolas benefesh, and the left kidney is the month of Av. Zachar u'nekeva. Gong vayta now Os Vav. The letter Vav is Himlech Os Yud b'maisa. So this is the letter Yud, and this terms of action now. The action is what represents Chodesh Elul. V'kesh lo keser v'tarfen zebezeh. V'tzar bo basula. The basula is the mazel of Elul. That's reflected, basula is referenced as one who's pure and innocent. That's the tshuva of Elul they talk about. That's be'olam. V'elul b'shana. V'yad smol b'nefesh, in the left hand in terms of the evarim, zachar nekeva. Next letter, os zayin, number zayin, himlech os lamed b'tashmish. So v'kesh lo keser v'tzarfen zebezeh. The tzar bo moznaim ba'olam. So this is Tishrei, which is a scale where we get weighed averos and mitzos. That's the moznaim. There's a letter lamed. This is the inyan of tashmish. And the connection between that, because we now reunite with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a certain yichud that takes place with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. Yom Kippur is the chuppah, Yom Chupaso. And then Tishrei is b'shana. It's the month of the year. Umara b'nefesh. Mara is the spleen, the gallbladder, I think. And Zachar Nekeva. And then next one, Himlech Os Nun Bireach. So Cheshvan is, Nun is the smell, the sense of smell. V'kesher lo keser v'tarfon zebezeh. V'tzar bo akrev ba'olam. It's a scorpion. That's the mazel of the world. And Mar Cheshvan B'shana, the terms in the month of the year is Mar Cheshvan. V'dakin b'nefesh, dakin are the intestines. Zachar u'nekeva. Himlech os samich b'shena. The letter samich is shena, and attempt to sleep. There, we are taught that Dar Melch didn't sleep for more than 60 neshimos, 60 breaths. The kesh lo kesev v'tarfen zebezeh. The tzar bo keshes be'olam. That's the kislev is the kesh, the a rainbow is the mazel, or a bow and arrow. The kislev b'shana. The keva, which is the liver. The zachar u'nekeva. Next month, Himlech Os Ayin Biroges, which is anger, V'keshe lo keser v'tarfen debezeh, V'tar bo gidi ba'olam, a little kid, a goat, as a baby goat, V'teves b'shana, V'kvar v'kaved b'nefesh zachan keva. No, sorry, the kaved is the liver. Sorry, the keva is the stomach. I'm sorry, kaved is the liver, keva is the stomach. And then next one is Himlech Os Tzadi Bil'ita. So the letter tzadi, again, there's a lot here on the side about all these different things here. What's b'li'ita mean? I'm not sure. Could be the ability to digest something, maybe. Look on the side here. The kesh lo keser tzarfen zebezeh, the tzar bo deli ba'olam is a reference to a pail. They speak about how the pail references the ability to draw water related to Tu B'Shvat and even to learning Torah. And Shvat b'shana, the kurkavan b'nefesh zachna keva. What's the kurkavan? That's a part of the chicken, I think, by the neck of some sort. What?
Crop.
I'm not sure exactly. It could be the crop. And then Himlech Os Kuf is b'schok. The letter Kuf is the last. Is the last letter, which is b'schok in terms of laughter and happiness and playfulness. V'kesh lo keser v'tarfen zebezeh. V'tzar bo dagim ba'olam fish. V'adar b'shana. That's a reference to Adar. V'tchul b'nefesh zachar u'nekeva. It's tachol, it's a spleen. And so this last one, this is more of an obvious one. The schok is a reference to Adar, the laughter of Purim, Mishnechas Adar, and so on. And Dagim is the fish, represents Yosef at Tzadik is connected Adar to a certain extent. Yosef has two Shvatim, that's why Adar splits into two in certain years. And that's why Vidgula Rov is the bracha given to Yosef connected to Dagim. So that's how, pretty kind of very quick run through of all the different months of the year. And there's a lot of depth here. Again, if you want to learn more, the footnotes here talk a lot about this. But this is basically to understand a little bit of the structure of the different months, the mazalos, the letters, the parts of the body, and the different times of the year. The Chol Zeh, back inside now. V'chol zeh hu mechesed abariya aleinu. This is all a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shesidir sakochos ha'adam liyud beis chadashim nifradim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had structured the kochos of man, the 12 different months, b'chdei sheyuchal ha'adam lis'ameitz b'chol chodesh rak al tikun koach u'pula achas. It gives us the ability to focus and to hone in on one particular skill. Had we been told, okay, get yourself, you know, just make yourself better. So sometimes if you have so much to do, it's overwhelming. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, month, you know, Nisan work on speech, and ER work on this, and Nisa, Sivan work on this. This way we have what to focus on for 30 days and move on to the next thing. It's a tremendous chesed the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Vayidei zeh, through this, Yizka letakin kol kamasa, we're able to fix our whole, you know, our whole body, our whole being. Ubeze yagil l'shemos. This is how we could be mashim ourselves entirely. Vine hayud beis shvatim hakadoshim ruvein shimon ruchulu kol echad haya merkava l'bchina achasim elah yud beis bchina. Like I mentioned before, each of the 12 shvatim are connected the different month, the different koach. V'chol echad hu kmo hamelach. Like Reuven is the king of Chodesh Tammuz. Reuven, Reu, Re'ia, and Shimon's the king of the month of Av, and so on. And the footnote again, there's a lot here in the footnote. Again, it gets overwhelming to go through all these different months. But take a look through on your own if you like, and or as you learn through the months, come back here for some nice Marim Kamos. But really, one of the best farm on these topics of months is really B'nai Tzatzchah. B'nai Tzatzchah really goes through this in an incredible way. Okay, so then he says further, and we'll finish off this hakdama. Ve'ata now, kasher zachinu lahavin seder hashpa. Now we understand how Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashpi into this world based on the 12 months and the 12 mazalos and so on. Yumtak lan lahavin. Now it's sweeter, easiest for us to understand. Lama asa shlomo melech alav hashalom es kan hakir bebeis hamigdash mishneimasar baker. Pasuk Melachim tells us that when he structured, when he fashioned the key in the base of Mikdash, there are 12 different cows or calves that he had, like kind of building, holding up the sink in the base of Mikdash. V'asabem yud base pios. There are 12 different mouths, 12 different faucets. Shemhem yatsa ma'im lechitzas hakohanim, in order to wash the hands and legs of the kohanim. Why? Ki asa baze is arusa de lasata shekohanim yamshichu milamala me'yud base mekaros hashefa. That Shlomo Melech wanted to make from the world below a certain isarusa, a certain inspiration from below. Sometimes things are triggered from above, and sometimes they're triggered from below. Isarusa dilasat is when it comes from the below, the tachas here, that's Aramaic for tachas, when we do something from below. So when the Kohanim pour the 12 pios down here, it's going to somehow open up from the inspiration from above. Esachasadim ha nirmazim b'mayim, lechol shevet mehayud beis shvatim b'yemuchad. And the truth is, we see the number 12 come up in many, many places as well. You know, the 12 hours in the day, the 12 hours at night. Whenever you see 12, 12 really represents a complete package of something. And but even within 12, there are, you know, there's day and night. So there's also times of the year. There's the winter, you know, the rainy season, and there's a summer. So even then, we have the 24 mishmaros of Kohanim. So each Kohen would work 2 weeks of the year. There are 48 weeks of the year, other than Yom Tovim. So 24 represents also like a double of 12. So 12 hours a day and 12 hours a night, there's the black and then there's a white. That coming together is 24. So Kohanim always represent the complete package, the 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim, the 24 Matnos Kuna that were given to the Kohanim. The 12 and 24 are big, big numbers. So we see now how things work, because they're really 12 kochos that you and I have to work on, depending on the month of the year, depending on the mazel of the year, depending on different the osios of the year. This is the understanding now. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue next week with Hakdama Chaf Alos.